Hi, welcome to another week here on Powerful Life. I am Matt Sauger, and we are excited that you have joined us today. We have a very special show planned for you with one of my most favorite people, Patricia King. She is with us for our Glory, Signs, and Wonders Holy Spirit Convocation here in New York, and she has joined us for our TV program today, and you're going to love what we have to share with you on the glory of God. We're going to talk about realms of God's glory, how to live in His glory, how to access His glory, how to see your life filled 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the manifest tangible power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Would you welcome with me today, Patricia King. Patricia, hey. God bless you.
It's great to be here with you, Matt.
I'm so glad you're here. And I know God has put so much in you. And I know there's going to be a well of the Holy Spirit that overflows out of you today. And there are new realms of God's glory that He's releasing in the earth right now. New outpourings of the Spirit, new dimensions of His presence.
Right.
And what are some of the things God has been showing you about this?
Well, you know what I'm so excited about, Matt, is that in Isaiah 60, it says that we are to arise and shine because our light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. Mm. So we're a people that are to release the glory into the earth around us. Mm. The scripture says that Christ in us, the anointed one in us, is the hope of glory for the whole wide world. And so as we release the glory, then the nations will come to the brightness of the Lord's rising and the brightness of the rising of the church, the Lord and His church.
Wow. That's exciting. You know, that's what we're called to as the church. We're not called to hide away somewhere and run from the darkness. We're called to carry the glory, and we're called to release the glory out into the world around us.
And you know, Matt, some people don't even know what the glory is. Mm. I've had oftentimes people will say, "Well, what exactly is the glory?"
Yeah.
And I guess, I mean, in its fullest sense, it is the fullness of all God is and what He has, right?
Amen.
And that has all been made available to us in Christ. And in John 17, verse 22, Jesus said, "The glory which You, Father, have given Me, I have given to them." Mm. So all the glory that the Father gave the Son, which was all the glory, has now been given to us, all of it.
Wow.
He says, "The glory that You've given Me, I give unto them."
Not just a portion.
Not just a portion. So we have this available.
Wow.
So, like, the glory is in us. It's been given to us. Mm. It's around us. Mm. But we have to activate it. We have to live in it. Mm. And last night when we came in to the hotel and we were having some great fellowship, and we were talking about how we actually felt the glory when we came into the hotel. Mm-hmm. And you said this, and I think the people need to hear it. You said, "Our ministry has put our faith out that when we step onto a property, the glory will manifest. The glory will be ushered in. Mm-hmm. It'll be made alive. It'll be activated. When we step onto the property, the glory is activated."
Yeah.
And what I love about that, Matt, and a lot of Christians don't understand this, because I've heard people say, "Well, let's just wait on God and maybe He'll give us the glory, maybe He won't." Mm-hmm. Number one, He's already given it to us, so we don't have to beg Him for it or plead for it or anything. It's already been given.
Yeah.
But two, we can receive it by faith now and activate it, just like you put your faith out. You said, "We put our faith out for this."
Right.
And as you did, the glory manifests. I came on the second floor of the hotel, which is where you're hosting the event. And oh my gosh, the presence, the tangible presence of the Lord was so there.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
You could feel it.
That's
because
awesome.
God is there.
That's right. And you know, what I think, Patricia, is there's confidence that comes with faith. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people, when they see your confidence, they may misinterpret it as arrogance, but it's not arrogance. It's faith and confidence in God.
Right.
Like, what I really do believe is that God has given us authority in the Spirit to take territory and ground. So when we walk into a place like we're hosting this weekend, the moment our feet hit the ground, my faith is, Lord, this is Your place right now. This is a realm where Your kingdom is going to be manifested in the earth. It all belongs to You, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Holy Spirit, fill the place. Angels, fill the place. And I learned this when we were ministering over in India on one of our crusades. Because, you know, you go there and there's a lot of spiritual opposition.
Right. You have to invade the darkness with the light.
Oh, my goodness, the darkness is intense. So we would set up a crusade field, a platform crusade field, and I'd stand there before the crusade would ever start. And I would pray over the whole ground, and I would just declare, this whole territory will be filled with the Holy Spirit, will be a glory zone of God's presence, and anyone who comes into it, their demons will leave and their sickness will leave.
Exactly.
And that's what we declare here this weekend.
And that's what God expects us to do. Mm. That's not arrogance. Mm-hmm. That is obedience.
Yeah.
You know, because God is expecting his people to believe him at his word.
Yeah.
You know, and it says in the Bible that the heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth belongs to the sons of men. Mm. So when Jesus left us with the keys of the kingdom, he gave us a mandate to release heaven into the earth. Yeah. If we don't do it, God doesn't have plan B, you know. Angels will come and serve us, but we are the ones who are called to release the glory into the earth. We have to arise and shine and and let that glory appear in the earth around us.
Yeah, this is so important what you're saying, because we need to take responsibility for the call that God gives us to be good stewards of it, because he does partner with us. You know, I mean, God is all powerful. He could do anything he wants to do.
Exactly.
But the reality is, he does choose to use vessels like you and me and people watching today. He chooses to use us to empower us with the glory, to overflow out of us with the glory, to impact the world around us.
That's right. And God invested so much in his son, Jesus Christ, and accomplished not only our eternal relationship with him, but eternal blessings that we get to live in. So we get to live in the realm of the glory. Glory speaks of the copiousness of God, the splendor of God, the greatness of God, the fullness of all God has and all that he is. Mm. And so when you just think about that for a moment, it's enough to blast you in the glory because it's all been given to us.
Yeah.
Now in Philippians, Paul wrote, he said that all of our needs are met according to his riches in the glory. So when you understand that everything you need is met in the riches and glory by Christ, then you understand, okay, well I'm going to enter the glory to receive my need. Sometimes I'll create a need in order to see it met by glory.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
When I run out of needs, I create them. You know, if I've built one orphanage, let's build another one,
you know.
And do it out of nothing, because we can call those things that are not as though they are. That's what the glory does. Life in the glory, Matt, as you know, very well know, life in the glory is amazing, because it's life in his presence and everything that comes out of that. But the awesome thing is that we not only have the invitation to live in it, we have license. We have, I mean, this is God's expectation for us to live in the glory and to spread it. It says the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Well, how do waters cover a sea? Completely.
Yeah.
It's not a sea unless there's water in it.
It's saturated.
It's saturated. So the knowledge of the glory we are to take out to the nations.
Right.
We are the carriers. God doesn't have plan B. We're it, you know?
Yeah.
And so we get to serve him in this way. That's why I love coming to a glory conference. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where we've got glory junkies coming together that say, hey, let's meet with God and see what he's going to do.
Right.
And in that atmosphere of the glory, in the expectation for the glory, then the glory of healing, the glory of miracles, the glory of signs and wonders, the glory of his presence in many different aspects, the glory of financial needs being met. I mean, we've literally seen wallets filled supernaturally by God, where there was no money in there and it just appeared.
Wow.
That's part of the manifestation of the glory of
Hallelujah.
God. I mean, manifest in many different ways.
That's amazing. I love it. Praise God. You know, I tell you what, God is into, you know, we hear the prophets talking about the divine transfer of wealth. I believe there's a supernatural dimension.
Yep.
Well, we know that Jesus told Peter to go fishing. And when he went fishing, there was a gold coin in the fish's mouth. So I believe there's lots of lost money out there.
Amen.
And why can't God bring all that lost money and transfer it right into his people's hands?
In the context of that, Matt, in Haggai, the prophet prophesied on behalf of the Lord, was a spokesman for God, when God said the latter glory of his house would be greater than the former. But it's in the context of just that gold and silver.
Wow.
He said, all the gold is mine, all the silver is mine. And in the context of that, he says the latter glory of the house will be greater than the former.
Now, there's just one thing I know. When you start to live in the glory of God, your whole atmosphere changes.
It's exactly
your whole
right.
life changes.
Yes.
You know, there are people living out there, Patricia, depressed, sad. They're caught up with all the distractions of life. And, right. you know, we still do live in this world. And we understand life is life. And there's going to be distractions. But there are some people, yeah. their whole life is a whirlwind caught right. up in their distractions. Meanwhile, they could rise above all of that. Live in a realm Whoa, of the glory
yeah.
where peace transcends it all, joy transcends it all. And whirlwinds can happen around you.
Yeah.
But your atmosphere is the atmosphere of God's presence. Your atmosphere yeah. is heaven.
You live in the blessing zone.
In the blessing zone. Now, would you say that when God's glory fills your life, that there's blessing in that?
Absolutely, because blessing's in the glory. You know, I've got a word for someone just now, is that you are suffering depression. I want to challenge you now. In the glory around you right now and inside of you right now as a believer is the glory of joy and the glory of peace. That's it. Now, just enter in by faith. Enter and say, I receive the glory of joy and the glory of peace. There you go. It's landing on you right now.
Hallelujah. Patricia, I've seen people's lives totally transformed by the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'll share a quick story. There was a woman in one of our services. She had been in 9 foster homes growing up as a child, bounced around from home to home. She had been abused and mistreated, and she was just damaged. And she was angry and bitter and depressed. And she was in one of our services, and she said that she had never laughed a day in her life. Couldn't even remember smiling. She wow. was in so much depression. And then as we were ministering, the glory started to flow onto her and into her. And all of a sudden, this laughter started rising up in her. And this joy started, because you're talking about blessing yeah. and the glory. Part of the blessing of God and the glory is His joy that He gives us. And this woman started laughing and laughing and laughing. And people were looking around thinking, why is she laughing while he's preaching? But I knew it was the Holy Spirit. And I said, don't touch it. Let her laugh. She laughed the whole service. She went home that night. She laughed all night long. She got home at 1 o'clock in the morning, woke her husband up and her kids up, laughed all night long, woke up laughing. But when she woke up the next day, all of the depression, the anger, the hurt, the awesome. Pain, the abuse was gone out of her life,
of
and she
course.
Was totally set free.
That's awesome.
There is blessing in the glory of God. There is freedom in His glory. There's joy in His glory. And Patricia, this is such an important subject for people to gain access to and to
Amen.
Understand how to access it. And you might be watching today and wondering, how do I access the glory? You know, you talk about the glory, the fullness of God, the blessing of God, the very essence of who God is in my life. How do I access that realm of glory? How do I live in that realm of glory? Patricia, do you have any thoughts about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, don't wait for the glory to come to you. You go to the glory because it's already been given. 2,000 years ago, Jesus died on the cross and released all the blessings of God, all the promises of God, the fullness of all God is and all that He has to you. Step in by faith and receive.
Patricia, this is awesome. We are going to take a short break and we are going to be right back and we're going to learn more in this next segment. Make sure you stay for the whole program today because we're going to learn, we're going to go more in depth on how you can learn how to access the glory, live in the glory, how to move into that dimension of God. And I know your life is never going to be the same again. Have you ever desired for God's glory to be upon you, within you, around you, moving through you? Well, I am so excited today to share with you my most favorite teaching series of all time. It's called The Protocol of the Glory, Living in the Cloud of His Presence. On this teaching series, you will learn about living in the Holy of Holies, the power that is hidden in the glory, the cloud of glory, and transfiguration glory. You know, we've been in services and meetings where the whole atmosphere becomes charged with the glory of God. We've even seen literal, tangible clouds of His presence form in the room. But there are times you can't see the cloud, but it's there. There's an atmosphere of heaven that comes in. In this teaching series, I'm going to teach you the secrets of the protocol of coming into the Holy of Holies, living in the Holy of Holies, and then what is found in the cloud of His glory. What is hidden in that secret place? And we teach you how to access realms of God's power that are not accessible in the natural dimension, but you've got to go into the glory realm, into the glory dimension, to be able to begin to receive these deeper dimensions of God's power. We'll also teach you about His transfiguration glory. When Jesus went up to the top of the mountain, He was transfigured before His disciples. There was a transfiguration glory upon Jesus where the light of God shone through Him. And His true identity was revealed. There is something that happens in you when His transfiguration glory gets a hold of you on the inside. Suddenly, you begin to get transformed as you behold His face, as you behold His glory. So I'm so excited for you to get a hold of this teaching today. It will transform your entire life.
Order your 4-CD set by calling today. For your love gift of $30 or more, you can move in the power God ordained for you.
There is power in partnership. You know, in 1 Kings 17, the widow partnered with Elijah. And as a result of that partnership, she experienced an overflow of the anointing in her life that even caused her dead son to be raised to life again. And I believe there's something that happens when you partner with the anointing, you partner with Holy Spirit and with what He's doing in the earth. For all of our wonderful partners that become a part of our family, not only do we cover them in prayer and pray for them every single month, but also they receive a message, a preaching, a teaching in the mail every single month, a prophetic word from the Lord that encourages their faith, that inspires their walk with God. All of our partners receive many different kinds of benefits from our ministry. They get discounts on all of our resources, discounts on our conferences, preferred seating in our conferences. And I just want to encourage you today, consider becoming a partner with Matt Sorger Ministries.
And we say, Father, let the fire of God visit every single home watching.
Join us every week and you'll have power for life.
Great shout tonight.
Living in the glory realm. Today, we have Patricia King with us, and we've been talking about living in this place of God's presence, the blessings, the joy, all of the goodness of God that He gives to us in the realm of His glory. Now, I know many of you watching today, you're hungry for God. You're saying, God, I want more. I want to live that lifestyle in the presence of God. I don't want to be, you know, caught up by circumstance and emotion and my life being a whirlwind just filled with drama every single day. Listen, it's time for us to rise above the drama of life and to learn to live in the dimension of God's presence, where we have joy, peace, and His presence no matter what's going on around us. Patricia, I know you have been someone who has really learned to live in God's presence, how to walk in that place. Do you have any secrets, anything you can share from your life on how you access the presence and glory of God?
Yeah, I would love to share on that, Matt, because I feel for people that feel it so far off. Oftentimes, you know, I hear believers say, oh, if only I could get the glory. If only I could have this. If only I could have an experience with God. Not realizing that it's nigh them. It's in Christ.
Wow.
It's already been given. In fact, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, His Spirit comes into us. Jesus taught Nicodemus that. He said in John 3, that which is of the flesh is flesh, but that which is of the Spirit is spirit. So inside our spirit man is that new life, that new creation. It's created in the image of Christ, in the glory. It's in us. It's in our innermost being. So we're actually filled in the innermost place of our being. We're already filled with the Shekinah glory of God in that place, just like in the tabernacle in the wilderness, the Shekinah glory of God was in the Holy of Holies. In fact, I noticed in your CD set here, the protocol of the glory, living in the cloud of His presence, and you've got the picture of the Ark of the Covenant. I love that. Because in the New Testament, now that Holy of Holies is within us.
Wow.
We are carriers of that glory. So when we get to understand, I'm not waiting for something, but I'm entering into something. I'm going to acknowledge it then and then start to live by it. So I think that that is one of the biggest keys for living a life in the glory. In Deuteronomy 29, 29, the scripture says the secret things belong to God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever. And so when God revealed to me the truth about the glory, He says, you don't have to wait for the glory. It's already here. It was like, wow, I already have the glory. I've been given the glory. The glory, Father, that you gave your son has been given to me. What? It's already mine? It was just like the light went on the inside of me. Now, when that becomes revelation to you, it's yours. Not just the understanding of it, but the essence of it. So that's when you, by faith then, because everything in the kingdom is connected to by faith. It's all real. My grandson, a couple of weeks back, phoned me and he said, Grandma, did you know that just because you can't see something doesn't mean it's not real?
Wow.
You know, and that is a key for the glory, because sometimes because we don't feel it, or we don't see it, or we don't quite know what to expect, we believe it's not real. But what's real is what God says is real.
Right.
So if the glory, which is the fullness of all that he is and all that he has, has already been given to us, it's with us, then if we believe that, believe it, by faith we enter the kingdom. By faith we inherit the promises. The righteous lives by his faith, not by sovereign moves of God. So then by faith we enter and say, Lord, I receive your glory. And if we bask in the glory, that's what I started to do. I said, Lord, I believe your word. If you said, I'm in the glory, I'm in the glory. And so I sit here now acknowledging by faith that I'm in the glory. Now, as I started to wait on Holy Spirit, and he's called the Spirit of Glory in the scripture, as I start to wait on him, say, teach me more about the glory. Everything that he said or showed me in the word, I believed it and took it as tangible experience and encounter, not just a concept, but an actual encounter. The more I moved in, the more tangible the feelings were, the more tangible the experiences were.
Right, that's powerful. I know, probably very similar to myself, one of the things that I've learned about living a life in the glory is protecting the secret place and that time with God. And one of the things that I do is when I go before the Lord, I make sure that there's nothing separating me from God, nothing that has crept in, no thought, no attitude, nothing that has grieved the Holy Spirit, and I clear all that out. And then as that gets cleared out and I wait on the Lord, and I think what Patricia's sharing is so key, it's a revelation of faith, knowing that the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the glory is already on the inside of you. It's not like you're waiting for God to come from a far distance. He's already in you through Christ. And then you enter into what's already in you by faith, but then you wait on God. And as I wait on the Lord, I invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come in. And then what happens is, my awareness then increases of the presence of God. And then I begin to cultivate that atmosphere.
There you go. It's exactly it. And it's by faith,
by
acknowledging him. But you empower what you focus on. So if your faith is directed towards the glory of God, the scripture says God is with us, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus is with us. God is with us. Jesus said he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He'll be with us until the end of the age. I mean, how much more glory do we need?
Right.
I mean, we have everything, right?
We got the fullness.
So when we acknowledge him, if you actually, as you're watching right now, if you just close your eyes and acknowledge God, acknowledge him, you will start to empower the glory. Acknowledge the glory and empower the glory. So I found that whatever you focus on, you empower. So in your devotion times or your time alone with God or the time you just drift off and think about him, you empower his glory. And that's when you just start to feel it with your physical senses, not just with your faith, but with your physical senses.
Right. And I think that's a key, what you're sharing about your focus. Because once you get through your prayer list and all the other stuff that takes your focus, then you can focus on God and not on what you need him to do for you or what you're asking for, but just God himself. Everything else is dealt with. It's laid on the altar. And then you focus totally on the Lord. You behold him in your spirit. That is the secret right there, where you're putting your focus on. And then I think we can learn to do this in our everyday life.
Absolutely.
Throughout the busyness of the day, you can always take your focus throughout the day and put it back on the Lord and become aware of his presence again.
Amen, because he never leaves us. He's always with us. When we go into a grocery store, he is with us. He is in us.
Right.
He is with us. So we bring the glory into the grocery store.
I'll tell you what, Patricia, I've almost had revivals at the ice cream aisle. I have gone in to get ice cream, and I will think about Jesus, and I will feel waves of glory going over me just in a supermarket.
Yeah.
It's because he's always there with us. And, you know, I just want to encourage the folks watching today with a word from the Lord. in Joel chapter 2, it talks about in verse 24, it says, and the threshing floor shall be full of grain, and the vat shall overflow with juice or new wine and oil. And what I feel the Holy Spirit saying, Patricia, is that it's time to live in the overflow.
Yes.
When you live in the overflow of God's glory within you, now it's not just Holy Spirit in your spirit. Now it's He's filling your soul, your body. That's when you say you start to feel Him, you start to become aware of it. It comes out of your spirit. He's always in your spirit.
Amen.
But then it flows into your soul, your body. There's an overflow. And my favorite scripture is in Acts where Peter goes into the city and they bring all the sick people and all the demonized out onto the streets. And he walks by them,
Amen.
And his shadow heals the sick. Why did Peter's shadow heal the sick? I'll tell you why. Because he lived in the glory of God. There was a realm of glory around him that when people got in the vicinity of his shadow, the atmosphere of the kingdom of God on Peter came over onto them, healing them of their sickness, delivering them of their oppression. And this is what Patricia King, this is what we're talking about today. Living in such a dimension of God's glory that there's an overflow, not only within you for your life, but then for everyone around you. Patricia, would you pray a prayer as we close the show today for everyone watching
Absolutely.
That God's glory would just fill their lives?
Absolutely. And I just want to encourage you also, be intentional with the glory. Do prayer walks. I used to do prayer walks through my street, releasing the glory with intention, going to the grocery store with an intention to just exude that glory. And Father, we just pray right now for everyone watching that your glory would touch them in such a deep way, tangibly, and that you would flow through them to the world around them in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, Patricia. This is awesome. This has been so much fun. Listen, you have been called to be a carrier of the glory. You're going to go forth today. And I agree with Patricia's prayer for you that you will live in an overflow, that you will move in the presence of God, filled to overflowing with His goodness. God bless you. We love you today, and we'll see you again next week. Well, I am so excited today to share with you my most favorite teaching series of all time. In this teaching series, I'm going to teach you the secrets of the protocol of coming into the Holy of Holies, living in the Holy of Holies, and then what is found in the cloud of His glory. It will transform your entire life.
Order your 4-CD set by calling today. For your love gift of $30 or more, you can move in the power God ordained for you. July 9 to 11, it's the Open Heaven Cincinnati Conference in Westchester, Ohio. Then July 16 to 17, it's the Glory, Fire, and Rain Conference with Matt Sorger, Stacy Campbell, and Veronica Sorger. Then July 21 to 25, Matt spreads the fire at 3 Ontario, Canada locations. Come, experience the glory. When you partner with MSM, you partner with a ministry that preaches Christ with power through the Holy Spirit. Help us help others to have power for life.